Welcome to Be Simply. This is a Soul in Luna Cycle. This is Suzanne Toro, and I want to thank you for diving into the new moon. It started here on the North American continent before dawn, and the energy of the moon has been building the new moon, this new lunar cycle, for several days now. And I encourage each and every one of you to feel into what it means for you, what's being shown for you, whether it's healing, transformation, letting go, releasing. This is that time. This is typically, as I've mentioned, the time that women would be in the moon lodge with their moon cycle and their shedding. So every moon cycle is an opportunity to heal, whether you're male or female, and no matter where you are on your cycle, from being a maiden to being an elder, there's this whole beautiful opportunity with each lunar cycle. In addition, it keeps you in the rhythm with your crops, your garden, nature in and around you. So as the new moon has arrived, on a collective level, it's welcoming all of us to see beyond the veil, and that things will continue to be revealed. And I encourage each and every one of you to inquire within what one is to do with the reveal. Many have already been seen. If you have, you don't need to over inundate yourself with some of the things that aren't comfortable to look at. Yet I encourage each and every one of you to go deeper with what is your response once you see certain things. And that's very personal, but it's similar when we realize a certain truth and maybe a very personal relationship, we have to make choices based on that reveal. And as a global community on planet Earth, these reveals require each and every one of us to make choices for the benefit of all, if you so do choose. So sit with some of those things, because I think oftentimes we're too busy pointing fingers, wanting to claim things as the right way or the wrong way. And if we move beyond duality, what is the solution? In the most immediate now, to respond to those reveals. And a key that you can connect to is your inner code of ethics, and really truly call yourself into integrity with self and all your relations. And it can start from the micro to the macro. And those reveals are super helpful. I encourage you to take some time to write about it, whether it's on physical paper or in your mind's eye. I recommend on paper, not necessarily on technology. This is part of the reveal. I welcome you all to retain your humanness and abilities that exist from being human. And that's why this is so powerful to place on paper with your hand. And it's your choice what you do with it, or to hold in your sacred space of your mind's eye, which is yours to honor, protect, and share as you wish. So as we dive into this meditation, this is a time for you to listen. I encourage you to bring your focal point to a spot in front of you. I encourage you to listen in a way that's more of sensing, feeling. If you start to get a lot of images or stories or words, just let it be. Don't try to attach to them. Just let it float in and out and see how that flows from there. So I want you to really feel into the Earth's energy. Mama Earth is there to hold us in this moment and ground us, as maybe we have decisions to make, Each and every one of us can make a choice that's for the highest and best for self and others. And then gently bringing that breath up into the heart center. We're going to balance this region too, letting go of any emotions or feelings or any embeds that have caused you discomfort, disharmony. Allow them to release with the breath. And then let's just bring that up, bring up the earth energy, inhale. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. Another one. Inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, just keep that gaze on the focal point. You'll be guided into the sound portion at the transition and follow your breath as your secondary focal point. Another breath in and out. Again. just gently as we transition into the sound portion of this segment, welcoming you to lean back if you're in upright seated position, or lay down completely on the floor or your bed or your sofa into Shavasana, corpse pose, on your back, palms face upward, taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale.
No, no, I need. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Taking a soft, gentle breath up into your heart center, gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. And then gently from there, bringing your attention to your heart center, taking a moment to feel into that heart, feel into your feet, feeling into the energy of the world around you that supports you. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. Gently from there, just welcoming you to send some love, gratitude, compassion, and kindness out beyond here to a place that you feel it might be needed, wanted, and would be welcomed. Taking another deep breath in and out. And as the let go, the releasing, the healing, the transformation creates space in and around you, welcome you to dive in deeper into what action you want to take as you enter into this lunar cycle, as we clear out on these days leading in and out of the new moon. You'll have more focus and clear vision, so as the full moon arrives, you can take action with grace. Taking another deep breath in and out. And as we exit out, we're going to enjoy a little Kadri Scott shine. I want to give special thanks to her, Dante Marino, for creating that song, and then also Dante assisting me in production so that I can make these meditations possible in a way that will meet you well. And if inspired, support the arts. Small acts of kindness have large ripples. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a gentle smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.